Good morning, Daniel.
Really do appreciate your time as always on a Tuesday where we talk all things our history. Now, this morning, what have we got on? What's happening here? This is going to be an interesting one because it's all about a different language and one that I have no idea how to say.
Rightio. Well, I'm going to tell you what prompted me to come to this subject because my niece, Melissa, is singing at a concert at the Moncrief this Saturday night about women in voice. And it started me thinking about all the wonderful singers that have come out of Bundaberg.
Now, obviously, I've heard of Gladys Moncrief. Everyone's heard of Gladys Moncrief, but surely there's got to be some others.
There have. Listeners will know the name of Donald Smith. He was a fabulous tenor, and he was actually the first person to sing at the Sydney Opera House. There was also Keith MacDonald, who was a friend of my dad's, and Molly de Gunst, and she was one of Australia's greatest sopranos, so I want to tell you about her today. She was born in Bundaberg. Her father, Jacob, was a Dutchman, and her mother, Nancy, was from Cornwall. And as a young girl at South School, she was recognised for her wonderful voice. And at the age of 18, she auditioned for the Garcia School of Music in Sydney and was accepted. And her teacher there was Madame Ellen Christian, who was a nun, and Madame Christian had trained Dame Nellie Melba.
Wow.
So Molly's early career was in Sydney, and she did concerts and tours and radio broadcasts, and it was predicted that she was going to become world famous. Now, just as an aside, it turns out that Molly's paths crossed with our immortal local hero, Bert Hinkler, in 1928 when she sang a concert for him in Sydney to celebrate his record-breaking England to Australia flight. So I just thought I'd throw that in.
Wow, that's just sort of out of left field, back into the centre for sure. Was there any one particular breakthrough that really encapsulated Molly's career?
Absolutely. She had a big break in 1932. She was the understudy for a touring Italian opera company, and she had to step in at short notice, and she sang the leading role in Verdi's Aida. Critics went into raptures over her performance, and her star was born. And her success meant that she could set her sights on London. At a farewell concert at His Majesty's Theatre in Brisbane, the crowd demanded encore after encore of Home Sweet Home.
Oh, wow.
She sang it three times. The papers said the audience called for a speech from Molly, and she said something particularly touching, Daniel. She gave credit for her success to the sacrifices of her parents and the patient teaching of a grand old nun.
Angela Lathouris, our history historian, joins us this morning on The Big Breaky. Angela, I guess the next question is, where did she go from there?
London, Daniel. Now, sadly, Molly's mother died just a few days after she arrived, and Molly became very homesick and was grief-stricken, which threatened to derail things for a while. But she came back from it, and in 1936, Molly debuted at Sadler's Wells. She was hailed as the new Melba, and she was engaged to sing four operas for their season. Her soprano voice was described as having effortless power, and her performances were met with storms of applause and tumultuous enthusiasm. And according to the papers, you'll enjoy this, audiences shouted brava, but also cooey to acknowledge the Australian soprano.
Wow.
She was described as one of the greatest dramatic sopranos of her day. Now, in 1937, the Australian Woman's Weekly interviewed Molly.
Mm-hmm.
In her lounge room, she had a massive grand piano, which took up most of the space, but there was room for some souvenirs from home. She had a kangaroo, a koala, and a kookaburra. And she said that in the interview that on the days she performed, she had steak and chips for lunch.
Wow. Awesome.
But nothing more than a cup of tea before she stepped onto the stage.
Now, did Molly have a long career, Angela?
She did. She married Gordon Lark on the 1st of April in 1939, but she kept singing. Now, Molly died in the UK in 1994, but she is remembered on the headstone of her parents' grave at the Bundaberg General Cemetery.
Oh.
Now, Molly had a little mantra that she lived by. How's your French, Daniel?
Pepe Le Pew, that's all I know.
Right, that's not going to help you.
Oh, okay.
Molly's mantra was, La vie est brève, un peu de mort. And it means life is short, a little love. Now, hold that thought and listen to the magnificent voice of Molly de Gunst. Daniel, just quickly before I go, I've been contacted by some of the relatives of Pearl Middlehauser, who we talked about last week. Her nephew on the Isle of Wight contacted me, and another relative who lives locally messaged me about the book White Coolies, which was written by a nurse called Betty Jeffrey, who survived the prisoner of war camp where Pearl died. And that's the book that inspired the movie Paradise Road, starring Glenn Close. Now, I also should have mentioned the mural of Pearl that's painted on the West Bundaberg Water Tower. And that was commissioned by the Bundaberg Women's Veterans, and it was painted by Ross Driver to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the armistice. And a memory from Red Heathwood, who lived near the Middlehauses in Targo Street, and he knew that they'd lost a daughter in the war. And he said that on the footpath out in front of their house, a woman's face had been drawn in the wet cement. And when they walked to school, they always stepped around that square.
Oh, wow. That is some fascinating feedback in relation to last week's
I
topic.
I know. I love to hear people's stories. I love it.
Oh, I'm exactly the same as you, Angela. Really do appreciate your time this morning telling us about Molly de Gunst. And yeah, if anyone wants to find out any more details through your social media page, how can they do that?
It's called Bundaberg Our History, and if you've got anything to add, you can message me. That'd be fantastic.
Angela, really do appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Daniel.
It's 1332 4BU.